Communications Committee Meeting, Windsor over Peachtree, March 28, 2007.
Okay. I want to make sure we actually accomplish something tonight and that we don't stay here forever. So, do you have any concerns about the number of people who will be available to be for captains? Are you okay?
I'm okay.
Okay.
Only because I haven't had a task and felt like I don't have enough people to complete the task yet, so I might be naive and feeling okay, but I don't remember what I said. I had 8 out of the 17 floors we have or something.
Yeah.
It was almost half.
Well,
so figuring it out.
That's it. 16 residential floors. Somebody mentioned it as the residential floors. So if you got 8, that's only 2 per.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and we had discussed, I think, before having each person be responsible for 2 floors, either theirs and the one above or theirs and the one below or something like that.
I feel okay with that for now. And that's including the penthouse level, right?
I think it was Maria who said 16 residential buildings.
Okay.
So, all
right.
Could count the elevator buttons.
Good.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 14. No, there's more than that. 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, and the penthouse.
Yeah.
There's 17.
Okay.
She didn't count the penthouse. She must have counted the penthouse as residence.
Maybe not. Maybe for some special reason.
They're excluded from us.
Well, they'll need to have their own floor captain because
of the code.
Because they don't, you can't get the secret code.
Wow. Well, it's not so secret.
From away.
I was going to say, it's not so secret.
You can ask to go up there anytime if you want to go see what it looks like.
Yeah.
It is pretty good, it's obviously, but it's completely different up there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It doesn't look anything like the rest
the
of
marble,
the
marble
elevator.
As soon as you walk off the floor, the floors are marble and the doors are.
They have these big, huge doors that are like, yeah.
2 doors.
They're carved,
you know,
they're beautiful.
Yeah. Looks like a different building.
Yeah, they're
but
nice.
Anyway,
okay.
So, yeah.
And let's talk about, well, we've already kind of mentioned it, but I'll just summarize it again. As soon as we have information on when the letter's going out, we're going to set 2 dates. One will be a Wednesday evening social get together where we kind of talk about the issues. And the other one will be like a Sunday afternoon where we kind of talk about the issues. The preparation that we'll all need is basically some talking points. You know, so trying to anticipate questions and have a reasonable standard answer. So, Jessica won't have a different speech than I do. You know, not that we don't try to make up some kind of propaganda, just so that we'll have some level of consistency.
And the talking points are the exterior, patio door, and the renter's cap.
So, Dave, I kind of saved you for last because I know that I'm going to eventually cut you off.
Okay.
Kind of bring us up to speed.
So last time we met, I think there hadn't been an announcement of any sorts, but people were really gunning for one, even though the website wasn't ready for real use. But we wanted to let people know that it existed so that if people wanted to get involved with its refinement and creation, that those people would come out of the woodwork. Flyers did go out, not under doors, but in the elevator and in the normal posting spots. And, you know, the ones that had pull-off tabs got pulled off. So some people got the addresses, 620peachtree.org and windsoroverpeachtree.org. Looking at the logs, it looked like maybe 2 dozen people used their login information to log into the site and poke around. There was really nothing there for them to see, but but we did advertise the existence of the meetings. We gained no new interest based on that effort, but it happened. As far as the websites go, the one that I had been putting together basically kind of got stomped. There was too much resistance to that, and so I decided to give up pushing that and just try to make do the best we can with the existing site, even though at every turn we run into, like, this site is really deficient and terrible.
They must have turned the water on.
That was a good guess as to where it would leak, wasn't it?
I guess where it leaked before.
So pushing forward on that front, one of the first things, so Jason's the other, it's basically just Jason Perry and myself who have been doing anything with the website, although Howard has been attending meetings. And Howard redressed the site. It's not where we want it, but it's just the little different color scheme, a little different layout. It's still full of generic graphics that have nothing to do with the Windsor, but again, that's on the table and in happening. Jason was out taking pictures during the marathon on that beautiful day, trying to get a decent shot, and he brought up a good point that he thought a good way to present the Windsor would be not so much to focus on the Windsor itself, but the place that it's in this area.
Because I absolutely agree with you.
Its great draw is what's around it, not necessarily the look of it. And so I thought that was pretty wise.
So pictures looking at our windows.
Exactly.
Yeah, the shots out from the balconies in the evening, like the south, my downtown view at night is gorgeous.
Exactly.
And when the lights of the Fox are all lit up.
So that's not a major priority right now, but it is something we've been discussing. The things that are more of a major priority are understanding the capabilities of the website so that we can think about what to push. So one of the first things we did was there were a bunch of quote-unquote features available. A lot of them had nothing to do with our situation or were just really kind of poor ideas. So we put in a request to have those removed off the main navigation. So that's a little trimmed down. And then we're going to start reintroducing features as we figure out the way we want to configure them. And we figure we can turn that into a bit of a marketing opportunity as well, so that there's always something new going on the website every other month. You know, we can put up a flyer saying, now this feature is available, and it just gives people another reason to come back. We also recognize that our main users up front, the site isn't really configured to accommodate general use like I was envisioning, and so it's more of just a platform for pushing information out from the powers that be out to the regular folks. So we're going to work on it so that committees are able to update content that is important to them. And once we configure that, we're going to have kind of like a training session with representatives from each of the committees that will take on the responsibility of publishing things for their committee.
How do you want the content added? Do you want that to go through one person, or you want each corresponding associate of the committee?
It was our first thought that committees would be responsible for themselves, and they can publish as much or as little as they feel comfortable with.
That can't be
completely true because of technical restrictions on the site. So things like events do need to filter through particular people. Yeah, so that could be one of the web people, which is myself and Jason now, or Maria. I kind of get the impression that Maria really likes to have be kind of like the control channel for the website. So we'll see how that.
It may be Maria, or it may be the board wanting control and using Maria as the agent for that control.
Right.
But the head of each committee is a board member, so if a board member, like you, or a board member is the head of communications committee, if you want something posted, you should be able to say, Jason or David, I'm going to post this in the community. Let's post this in the communications committee.
It will be interesting to see if individual board members are as trusted as the board is.
So yeah, and yeah, my style of addressing that thing is complete. I've noticed is completely rejected, and so I'm not even going to try to predict the way that's going to fall out. So again, we're just putting the mechanisms in place, and then however people want to arrange the hierarchy and that kind of stuff, that'll happen in the future.
Technically, all the person would need is to be an administrator, or do you need a different level of...
So the way the security levels work in the website, it's a hierarchy of permissions, and so you're just somewhere on the line of being Joe Q Public being the least and super administrator being the most, and then there's a point somewhere in between. And
so if theoretically each committee posted its own minutes, then a designate from that committee would simply have to be assigned writing
exactly
to that committee site.
Well, the platform doesn't allow for divisions amongst committees, but what we figured the best compromise that we can find is to just have a committee level access. So technically one committee could stomp on another committee's stuff, but you just assume people aren't going to do that. But that allows a little bit less access than a board level access permission, and a little more access than a resident level permission.
So basically, we have a limited website from a technical standpoint because you couldn't find enough geeks.
No, because of the platform that they told him to use. The one that he was going to do would have allowed that.
Yeah,
but it was shot down.
Well, I really don't know if shot down is the right word.
Well, the pressures that I was feeling were from primarily Howard, who again has attended every single meeting, hasn't done anything technically, like hasn't changed the website or helped us with any of that, but is always giving us the view of the board as he sees it. Or maybe it's only his own personal view. And but beyond just that one person, there was also the impression I got from Maria. I haven't spoken to her directly about this, but what I understand is she's familiar with that website platform and has experience with it, managing other properties who chose to use it. And so
I think something new.
Well,
so
I did. Yeah.
Technology. I mean, advance in technology.
So the position we kind of came to is let's do the best we can with what we have here. And Howard kind of said to me, if you still think it's important, this is the opportunity to document the weaknesses of the system so that come, you know, in a year when the contract is up, you can say, here's the deficiencies and here's an option.
Are you doing that?
I have been, yeah.
Good.
But it's difficult because I don't want to put all of my time into, I don't want to develop in parallel two completely separate sites. So on the day that we decide to go with another, we can just switch it over. Just because that's a lot of effort, and a lot of the value is going to be in the history of the content that's available on any of the sites. And so for me to double everything, and plus when people start doing it themselves, they're just going to want to stick to one site. So yeah.
But it's just a contract, and it's only $60
exactly
a month, even if we decided that we pay out the rest of the contract.
I agree. I guess you could say they broke me down, but that's the line I've been taking.
Well, you chose Monday.
What's on Monday?
Your meeting.
Yeah, well, I mean that you can't attend.
I've been to like two of them.
Yeah.
Because I always have stuff on Mondays.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm sorry. You're retired. You don't have stuff.
So I kind of didn't fight it too much because it's hard for me to go through and explain. Like, I can just visit the site and recognize its deficiencies, but for me to go through all of them and then not only that, but try to make the impression of what that means, like how that technical deficiency translates into less functionality for everyday use, is something that's kind of hard to pick up. But I think once people use the site and they say, why can't we do this? Why can't we do this? Why can't we do this? Then there'll be more of an understanding and it would be easier to do look at other options. And so that's why I felt comfortable kind of.
Did you say there is or isn't a trade discussion?
There kind of is. I mean, on the surface it looks like one, but it lacks a lot of things that you would expect to be there.
Okay, and just as a reminder, you know my only concern about using the website you developed.
That there's people behind it to maintain it. Yeah.
And
on that front,
my new best buddy feels pretty much the same.
That was probably another factor that kind of had me a little discouraged too, was after, you know, announcement and hey, con, da, 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 zero additional interest in the website. So, I mean, that's not to say that these people don't exist. It's just that we're really going to have to work, you know, root them out of the woodwork.
People here from tech, I can't imagine that you can't find three or four partners in grant.
Yeah, well, I think we can, but it's going to have to be a personal engagement, running into them at a social event, talking about it. It's not just going to be a flyer in the elevator. Yeah, it's not just going to be the flyer in the elevator saying, you know, here's what it is, see how, you know, much work it needs. That means we need your help to make it better, so come on. So that didn't work so much. So,
Posting them back. What's your feel, Lisa, about posting them minutes?
Well, I like the idea of the committees handling their portion of the website, if you know what I mean. We know what we can and can't post. We know, you know, what should be public and what shouldn't be public. And I think that each board member who's a member of the committee should be responsible for posting the information about those committee meetings on the website, and not Maria. She doesn't even go to the meetings.
I think Howard's movable.
So, I think Howard is too.
So,
I think Winnie is too. I don't think Winnie has that much of an issue with the board members posting their minutes.
You may be right.
What we're going to make sure is that there's the technical factors in place, which aren't currently in place, but are in the process of being put in place, and make sure that process is as controlled as possible. So like setting up those different security levels, reassigning those to particular committee members, stuff like that.
Well,
so if you go to the website now, as it has always been, all of the things that we do and discuss and talk about, I try to document online. So if anybody ever wonders, again, the main menu navigation is another something we're starting to address, but we're doing these things in addition to the meetings in a pretty open way on the message board. So when we start a thread on, here's what I'm thinking, way we should change the menu, anybody's free to read that and put in their two bits. And that's how we've been rolling. So if you go right now, again, the menu stinks, but if you go to one of the menu items, there's a sub thing for board/committees, and you go to the website committee, there's links there that link to past meetings and our current discussions and stuff like that. So, yeah. So, again, the vision for where we are right now is clean up the menu nav, straighten out security levels so that we can open up the possibility of the committees maintaining subsections of the site, and those are the two main items we just started working on.
What's your vision would I let you know who's going to write up this meeting, and you give them the level of permission. How do we establish who's that person on the committee responsible for documenting the minutes?
I don't know. We haven't gotten that far. Do you have suggestions? I thought, being that the board and the committees are really a pretty tight group, like there's usually people cross-pollinating each of those groups. If I told you guys to put the word out...
How it basically has operations. Winnie has ACC, and I have communication.
So I could do it at a board meeting and ask people to recruit their web representative or whatever and designate. Yeah. Or you can just ask me.
I just sent out an email saying that I plan for you to provide permissions to each board member for read, write, well, everybody has read, but write permissions associated with their individual committees. And you just do the four existing board members.
Okay.
Just go ahead.
Okay. That out. Okay.
And if there's a different person, then we'll try to get that to you.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Right now we're still shifting. There was a concern. Howard thought it would be a good idea to have a different level of permission between owners and residents. And so in order to make that change, we need to go through and change like the 300 accounts to a little bit different level of permission and move them back. And Maria hasn't got back to me on that. I don't want to just go in and make that change because I kind of feel like that's her domain, that she knows who's an owner and who's this and who's that.
I've seen communications between you and Maria. Do you feel like she feels taxed with so much activity associated with upgrading the website?
You would think, but I don't think so, only because, well, no, I have got that impression because when we were talking about the presentation, the login information, I thought that was a security issue, and she's like, just put it up on the site because I don't want to reply to hundreds of people. And I was like, are you really getting 100 people knocking on your door saying, what's my login? It's like, that'd be cool, but I don't think that's the case. So that gave me the impression she did feel burdened. Yet every time we suggest ways that we can distribute the burden of maintaining the website, from somewhere, some signal comes to me that it should go through Maria, it should go through Maria, it should go through Maria. So I'm not sure. But Maria and I haven't talked one-on-one a lot. We've exchanged some well, you've been in on those emails, yeah. And that's as much as we've communicated. And I think that I may be a pain in her side, perhaps, because she knows how to work with the website, because that's a system that she's done in the past, and I'm trying to come in and do things a little different. But she hasn't been real direct with that opinion, so.
They won't go anywhere because we're very, very much on the, we're doing this website, we want it to be this, we want it to be that.
Yeah, and quite honestly, my thinking is we need to add content to the website even if we only have 12 visitors. It's time for us to have.
And we're definitely on that path. We're on that path. We trimmed out some of the features that would be confusing and unnecessary at this point. We're figuring out the limitations of the way the website functions, because that's another thing. It's like, okay, we want to do this. And then you go to the website and you're like, what would be the best way to do that? Because this lets us kind of do that. This lets us kind of do that. And so I've had to kind of go through the different features and really try to figure out, okay, this is what this thing can do, and here's how we're going to pigeonhole what we want to do into that.
But just broadcast announcements, like the water shut off. You know, we got an announcement saying that it would occur, but there was no explanation as to what's going on with the plumbing. And I thought it would have been a good opportunity to improve communications if we had.
But they've always been that way. They're very, they don't want very much information filtered out. I don't understand why. Okay, the water's being shut off all day.
And by they, you mean the board minus you guys?
The board minus us guys.
Yeah.
I don't even know if it's the board because they notice. I don't know that it's the board that says don't put the information. I think that maybe it's just Maria puts out the notices. I don't know, but I'm assuming that she just
is giving
as limited information. Yeah, I never saw a notice before. It never came past me. Winnie's been out, so I'm sure it didn't go by Winnie.
Well, not to mention what's the problem? Because I called down and I said, okay, it's past 5:30. Where's my water? Oh, we ran into a snag. I don't know when the water's going to back on.
Yeah, and the only reason I know what's going on is because when I was walking in the door, Charles and Howard were standing out here, and Howard caught me inside here and started talking about it, and I said, what's going on? And he said, I said, take it, the water's not still not on. He goes, no. He goes, that's when he said, he goes, they thought they had it, and when they turned the pressure back on, all that built-up pressure, there's leaks everywhere. So that's when they shut all of the water off. And so the estimate was that maybe by 8:30 tonight, and then they're saying maybe not at all. But that's not communicated to anybody else. People are going to be calling the front desk now. Yeah, I'm sure they already are because it's after 7.
All right. See, if we knew what was going on, that would have been something you wanted to put on the website.
Yes.
In charge of putting the information out. Because
I don't.
What if it's information that is happening after she's gone?
Exactly. And I don't. Another reason I don't necessarily think she should be in charge of putting out the information that pertains to the committee members is, like you asked him, do you feel like she's being burdened? I feel like every time I don't talk to her that often. Because quite frankly, she doesn't appear to be like she likes to talk to anybody. But like I called her today to ask to make sure that the meeting was still going on today, and you would have thought that I was asking her to carry like 1,200 pounds of sand up 20 flights of stairs. I'm like, yeah, so I do get the impression that she feels like she's burdened by things.
And
so I don't think this should be a burden on her. It should be the responsibility of us. And by us, I mean us.
Yes.
Members, board members, whatever.
Okay.
So come to the website, look at the message board, start a little something. And the only reason why I say that is because I think there's a lot of value to getting those kind of concerns and ideas documented and referenceable so that people can say, I brought this up 3 months ago, or people can get word of what you're thinking and whatever. So I think all those points are great and valid, and we're moving on it by organizing the site so you know where to go to get a what's up kind of thing, or a this committee thing or that committee thing, and then also putting permissions in place so that those who want to edit can edit.
Okay. So basically, your assignment is to grant permission to Winnie, Howard, Lisa, and me. And
for the committee sites.
And my responsibility is to inform off the board that not only do they now have permissions, it's also the committee's recommendation that we start posting content so that the website becomes more used based on the fact that it actually has some value.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there may be a little bit of confusion as to how or where you should put something exactly in the structure of the site, and we're starting to work on kind of a guideline of like.
Do you want a day or two to put out some instruction for us saying do it this way rather than?
Well, that's what we're working on right now.
Well, your next meeting is on Monday, so like maybe by the end of next week, if we say something like that, or longer.
So I'll hold off until after Monday before I push, but I'm ready for us to start pushing.
I think you can go ahead and push, because even if you aren't ready to, it's good for the people to know that they will be able to and that they already have the permissions assigned.
I like to tell people to do stuff and then ask them to, you know, get it
okay.
done.
Okay, well, you can do that too, and I'm fine with that, the idea.
You're laughing.
I'm fine with the idea because we don't have all of the answers as to where and how things should be organized. And if people want to just, I'm putting this here, this here, this here, this here, that's fine. And we can start to rein them in and start to reorganize.
The permissions.
Yeah.
I want to formally announce it. Lisa and I may try to play with
posting
some things.
That'd be great.
And then announce it after Monday.
And then announce it after
the next meeting that you have on Monday.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's fine. I guess the reason why we're coming at this more like formal kind of, okay, we should have a seminar and introduce people and get things going, was only because most of what we described you can do now, and people have chosen not to. And so I didn't think it was a matter of that people didn't want to. It was just they felt uncomfortable for some reason. So we thought this meeting might make the difference. But if all you need to do is put out the word and rally the troops, that's way better.
I think Jessica's trying to remind me that nobody really cares if I tell them to do something now. I'm retired. But I still have that mindset. So
I think it's great.
Well, maybe we have a...
And this is the way it works, because you guys understand the potential of it and you're motivated to do it for your own respective groups. That's just gonna fire off everybody else.
If it wasn't for our company website at work, you know, we wouldn't know anything.
Yeah.
Well, this also might be a space for them to see that this website might not be as user-friendly or technical like you're saying.
Yeah. Exactly. Sooner than rather than
because
later.
If they're going to go to it and not know where to put it,
yeah,
that's going to be, well, how come I can't do this? And then you could say, because this website is not this.
Yeah.
But they won't know until they go. Yeah.
And do it.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't look like we're going to get a letter going soon, what about the idea of still trying to do a social event just to get people together to discuss, so that he can get to, like, maybe meet some techies and get the conversation going about the website and about what's going on and what's going to be going on without talking about the details of what's going to be.
Let's you and I make a decision, go, no go on a social gathering after tomorrow, because we will know a lot more about that.
I'll try to get see if I can pinpoint Howard tomorrow when I meet with him with the door guys about, okay, can you give me like a realistic guess on when this letter's going out?
I'm going to make you laugh. Before you get a realistic date, you'll get a war story about
some government. Yeah, I know. I
can't we just have a party?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Let's have a party.
Have a party on April 17th, whatever day that is. I don't know.
That's what we're saying.
If
after tomorrow there's no letter in sight, we're just going to go ahead and set a date and call on people to come.
Should the party be on a weeknight or a weekend? What do you think, Jessica?
I'd probably say weekend, only because I don't see people coming out on weeknights to these meetings. So, is it because they're busy? Because they just don't want to come.
Or we could do it on a Sunday afternoon, or...
That's probably a Sunday afternoon.
Probably a Sunday afternoon would be good.
I'm good with that. I drink wine anytime.
That's what I'm saying.
I drink alcohol anytime. Wine's not my thing.
Yeah, Sunday afternoon sounds great.
15th.
How about the 15th?
The 15th, that's what I just highlighted my calendar on. Sunday after Easter.
Yep, okay. We can't do it the week after Easter.
And we'll make that a hard commitment after.
Tomorrow. Yeah, and then we'll get together and get the specifics and who's going to do what and who's, you know, let's get the floor captains going and have them, you know, put the word out and talk it out. And
very exciting.
Cool, guys. Additional thoughts?
Do you know when the pool went up 6 months ago? Wouldn't it be nice if the pool was open by April 15th?
I usually did that at Memorial Day. End of May.
The pool's usually open.
Open for them?
Yeah, the pool's usually open for them. But they have to get it fixed.
But that's a good thought. We need to find out that.
To celebrate.
I keep hearing that they have to get the pool guy back out here to fix the chips in the pool. I keep saying, okay, and when is he coming? Every other pool's got water in it. Where's ours? That's an email to Maria tomorrow about the pool. Pool. I guess the pool should already be open.
Thanks, always this difficult.
You're asking me. I'm just the newest member of the board, but it
do,
seems.
Do what now?
I mean, just in general, like at your work.
Oh no! If I want something done, I get it gets done.
I'm just thinking. I'm sitting here going.
That's what I'm saying.
Nothing's gonna be different tomorrow.
We do
you say it is gonna be, but
we do $100 million construction loans. We lend $100 million to people, and the amount of loan dogs that have to be generated to do a deal like that. Our attorneys get 48 hours. Period. From the time we give them the information to the time they get the loan docs back to the borrower. And we've been harping over, it's been 2 months?
It's been longer than that.
This building has gone condo for I don't know how many years, and now suddenly we're hung up on having to have an attorney look over a letter so we can make the outside look prettier.
That's what? It doesn't
what
make any
changed?
Sense. It doesn't make any sense. I don't know why there's such a big control thing.
I heard there was some concern about whether a door is communal property or unit property.
Well, there is a fine line in the bylaw about that, which is probably why they're a little sticky about it, because the homeowner's guide says that the exterior of the building is responsibility of the homeowner's association, and they have to be uniform. And they can, with a vote, they can make changes to the exterior, which includes the outside of your patio door. However, they cannot mandate that an owner make an interior change to the building. The patio door is an interior change to the building because it's a focal point of your living room. So for one-bedroom units, it's the first thing you see when you open the door. So if somebody doesn't like the door, they can argue the fact that it says right here in the bylaws, you cannot make me make an interior change to my unit. So that's a sticking point. And we discussed that in the last meeting. Was that
how is that going to change by having an attorney look at it?
It's not going to change anything. I think they're just like, I don't think it's going to change anything. People are either going to vote for it or they're not going to vote for it. But it's like, it was like, what has been stated is that even if the door passes, if you get a vote and the door passes, there could be one person in the building that says that absolutely refuses to let them put the door on, and they would be absolutely within their right to refuse to have the door installed. Absolutely within their right, based on the bylaws. Even if it passes.
Is that why there's still a unit?
10 years? Will it matter in 10 years? Okay, so what?
No, that's what I said. So what? Okay, so you have one person.
Is that why we have a unit with a screened-in balcony?
And no one's complaining about that.
I asked him about that one time, and there's a big story around that.
It's actually in the bylaws that this guy has a grandfather clause that allows that. Yeah.
And as long as it's
whenever he sells it, he has to.
I'm just imagining that might have been.
And is it hurting anybody? I bet you if you asked all the 263, maybe 5 people have even noticed that it's there. Who cares?
That's what I say. I don't know. I don't get it. It didn't used to be like this. They didn't used to run everything through an attorney. I guess they got something bitten in the back at one time.
Well, the complexion of the board is changing. So
it is changing.
We'll see.
Well, I've said it before. If it takes an attorney this long to get a letter together, we need a new attorney.
I'm excited, too, to see what
Bottom
happens.
Bottom line, if it takes an attorney this long to get a letter out, to review a letter, we need to get a new attorney.
I'm interested to see, too, what happens once there's a platform for community interaction, what happens. Because prior, it was like neighbors complaining to neighbors about something going on with the way that things are being run. And now
it's going to be a big chat room. Everybody's going to be on their computer.
Exactly.
Oh, nobody's going to
which is not
home.
What
be on their computers, like back and forth with each other.
Why this? Why that? Which is, I think, Some on the board are very nervous about that, and that's why they didn't like my idea for a website either.
That's why we need it. That's exactly why we need it.
That's what I thought, too. And I think they should embrace it, because that allows them for... Okay, great. Because if you're in the right place, it's a forum for you to dispel concern. It's an opportunity to say, hey, we got you taken care of. We address this, 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 and that. Boom.
We serve at the pleasure of
exactly.
The
that's yeah, we're it homeowners. Right there.
That's why we're here, to make to try to get things done, because we haven't been happy with what's going on. So we're trying to shake things up. It's like, why have a board if they're not doing anything except sitting around blowing hot air?
They do stuff though. They
we're
do
reacting.
Stuff.
Yeah,
like, reacting to these pipes. Are we going to react when all the doors need to be changed, and then we're going to try to figure out what we need to do? Because some doors aren't
as time passes, these doors will have to be replaced.
Yeah. Well, I had to replace mine when I bought the unit because it was broken.
Yeah, I mean...
I mean, my door's new, but still, I have no problem replacing it. But there are doors that are falling apart. And it's because they're porous doors. It's not that you can't put a wood door on the exterior, but it has to be... is it a mahogany or something like that? It's got to be a non-porous wood door, and these are not non-porous wood doors.
A real door would work better. Do you feel done?
Mm-hmm.
You feel done?
I feel done.
You feel done? Are you done? I'm done.
Okay.
Thanks.
So tomorrow we'll determine the party, April 15th, and then we'll get together on...
And feel free to go to the website.
It could be a tax day party. There
right.
we go.
Yeah.
Might be missing a whole bunch of people because they're still in the final hours of their opportunity.
Did they actually change this year's tax day to
17th is to the Atlanta.
Tuesday is Sunday.
Okay. But yeah, if you go to the message board, you can subscribe to the message board, and any discussion that happens there, you'll get a little email shot to you. So that's a
lovely,
easy way to stay in the loop.
Okay.
Cool.
Sounds cool.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.